Call this meeting of Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee.
Call this meeting to order, please. Purpose of taking up those two items that the budget chair just made reference to. Two items, right?
Three.
Three items. Items one, two, and three on the...
Two, three, and four.
How'd you get one of these?
Thank you.
Two, three, and four on the budget agenda.
All right. For the record, if you would introduce yourselves.
James Robertson, Assistant Chief Deputy County Attorney. I'm also here with Karen Ramos, Associate County Attorney, and David Vitera, Senior Assistant County Attorney.
Thank you. All right, on the items, Bond Act, BLA 01, 43 Playground, and two consecutive associated items.
We prepared these for your honorable board, so in terms of the substance of this, I can't really address the substance of it. I can only talk about legal.
I'll refer to Mr. Yes, Williams as the home legislator for this item.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, this item actually began with a unanimous act of this board approved Act Number 228-209, approved in 2009. It's a legacy project, and that act entered into an intermunicipal agreement between the City of Mount Vernon, the County of Westchester, for this legacy project on 4th Street Playground. The local law that's before us is to complete what has been the second phase of this. The first phase was the design to be approved. The design was processed, had been completed. The county incurred $250,000 for the design. And now this project is, this legislation is for the Bond Act to complete the renovation of this legacy project, 4th Street Playground. As I said, it's been before, it's been unanimously approved by the board back in 2009. And this is just the legislation to complete that act.
All right. Do you want to mention anything, Mr. Robinson, for the legal perspective on this item?
Yes, sir. As I understand it, the design bonds were never sold, so we're not facing that problem of having to wait a year from the sale of the bonds for the, in order to do any amendment to the construction. We need to bring that to the budget department. One of the open questions we had was whether or not the planning board had reviewed it. We obtained a copy this morning. I think this should be placed into the record of resolution number 10-006, which is a supplemental planning board report to the Board of Legislative Positions in the 2010 capital budget, dated the second day of February 2010, signed by Cheryl Winter Louie. And on the second page of that report, it makes clear that it's adding specifically $1.25 million for the construction of 4th Street Playground in Mount Vernon. As you know, the county attorney previously being here, having a planning board review, which is an essential element of the capital budget.
So
we have to double check that. We're fortunate enough to have this. I don't know if you want to make a copy of this.
Can somebody help?
I would recommend, Steve Bess had asked me before, and I didn't have a copy of this until recently, but gave the information to Steve Bess. I would probably recommend adding that to your legislative package.
Mr. Robertson, just once again, just what was the long and short of the report that we're gonna get?
You always have to make sure the planning board has reviewed it,
right?
Under section 167.61 of the charter. If the planning board hasn't reviewed the capital project, then you have a legal issue as to whether or not.
Okay. And so they reviewed it, and the chairwoman transmitting this to us is telling us what? One, that they reviewed it and their conclusions were?
It's been reviewed, capital project in construction, specifically $1.25 million, in addition to the prior work for design. So the planning board was, in essence, on February 2nd. As I understand it, the matter was put into the budget, and then there was a supplemental review by the planning board. At least that's the documentation that we were presented with. So that element is taking place. There's one thing we haven't checked, and we need to just go over with the. We haven't been able to get a hold of bond counsel on this. We just want to make sure that he's okay with. And we can get back to you on that. Make sure he's okay with how this is appropriated. One thing you should know is that. Perhaps mistakenly, we had always relied on the estoppel provision. You have to give the public notice that after the estoppel period had run, that no objections could be raised. In recent discussions with bond counsel over the last several weeks, bond counsel has told us that to the extent that bond counsel is advised of or knows of any issues, potential legal issues, came up with recent bond sale, the estoppel provision does not cure everything. Bond counsel cites, I believe it's a 1984 case down in Queensbury, which held that where a seeker wasn't done prior to the adoption of a bond act, everything that followed was void ab initio, and therefore it also specifically held that the estoppel period didn't cure that. And bond counsel's opinion is that to the extent bond counsel is advised of any issues, legal issues, whether it be a dispute between the board and the administration of a particular interpretation of the charter, bond counsel is now applying what he calls a summary judgment standard, and to the extent there are any questions of fact or law, he will not give an opinion or render an opinion to sell bonds. So we're adopting a new procedure in-house now where we're getting requests from the board to make sure that we're confirming whether or not there is a sufficient appropriation, whether there's any question about that legally, whether or not the component capital project appears in the capital budget. And if there are any disagreements, we now are obliged to notify bond counsel. So I want you to be aware of that fact, that I think there was, even on my part, a misinterpretation that estoppel just cured everything. And bond counsel is telling us no, that when we get to the time of bond sale, it does not. So I want to just make one last check with bond counsel and make sure that he's absolutely using these records, and just certainly that we have an appropriation here. But that's the only thing that's standing right now.
This goes back to that whole
thing
all over again. I just wanted to also refer to that the bond counsel, the law firm of Hawkins, and Wood, did prepare an opinion, I think, back on the bond act, initial bond act, on this item.
And you're suggesting that we are fine to move forward as?
Yeah, I believe that we're fine to move forward. There is no suggestion, I think, that there's anything wrong with the legislation. Mr. Robertson said that he would check and see if there's any issues, but right now he hasn't, isn't identifying any issues that really is a problem.
Given the most recent discussions that we've had that have come up with the most recent bond sale, I want to make sure that bond counsel is still on board here. I think that's my duty to check and make sure that nothing has changed. We just haven't had a chance to get a hold of him.
But that would apply for every bond act or any piece of legislation we pass, right?
That's correct. I mean, to the extent that there's any bond acts, the capital process the administration has, it goes through various checks and balances. As you know, when I get something from you, it's different. You don't have the internal, like a planning department or a engineering staff, things like that. We've had these discussions before.
But we're part of.
No, I recognize that, and to the extent we will ask, and make requests.
Okay.
Welcome to the Department of Legislators.
Okay. Well, it does raise some questions as to when we as a body get involved with a process to modify either by deleting or adding to a proposal. It's kind of being suggested that one of the outcomes here, not by Jim, but it's been mm-hmm. suggested by law that one of the outcomes is that as the separate and distinct autonomous branch that the legislature that has the responsibility to accept, you know, when the time comes, the operating budget as proposed by the executive, the capital budget as proposed, and when you look at their process, they even talk about going through a series of events and dates when different things have to happen as the departments feed into him to give the CE an opportunity to put together a budget that he can then propose to the board. It kind of suggests that at that point we have no authority right. to do anything other than accept it.
Yeah,
and our position has always been that we are able to modify it in several ways. One way is to add projects, that the appropriation is properly added, and if we actually vote to finalize the budget out on the floor, we do so, then that is the final that's the final budget, subject to any process there. But the thing is, we then have said time and time again that we understand that we've put the project in, we've appropriated the money, however, it's subject to, we're not looking to shortcut or have different rules drawn for these projects. We understand that there are processes
right.
that have to unfold for these projects as well, but that wasn't our point. Our point was, do we have the right, when we accept the proposed budget,
right.
to modify it through ads?
Right, and that is Mr. Chair, inherent in what's called in the legislative process. Legislators have as far as I know, the power to legislate, meaning introduce acts or in the legislative process, have them passed and let them go through that process. I don't think what we're talking about is really peculiar to this piece of legislation, because I think it kind of falls out of that situation. But what I think, if it is that it's been interpreted that somehow or other this legislature is somehow or other curtailed in its legislative prerogative or authority, that's something that I would probably think that we would have to have a clear ruling from some higher authority.
Yes.
Than just opinions back and forth. Because inherent in all of our elections is that we've been elected to legislate, and legislating meaning that if we can get our colleagues to support an act, or we get our colleagues to support, and it goes through a process, then that process governs. And I think anything other than that would be to surrender our particular authority as legislators.
Yes.
And we all represent different districts. What might look like is okay for my district. And it's in that when you defeat the process of the legislative process of one district, every district is defeated in, because the next one will be yours. And so I believe that it's important to us to understand that. And if there's any question as to whether or not we have authority in some of these issues, I think it's going to have to be taken to another level, and someone else is going to have to rule on that. I'm not talking about that in the context of what we're discussing here, but in the earlier discussion we had about how do we create a budget that says in the charter that the Board of Legislators have a right to add items and delete items. And if when we add items, if that's a legislative process by which we do that, then that ought not have pre-approval by anyone. That ought to be something that our prerogative serves to, our prerogative under the laws permit us to do. And so if there's any kind of doubt about that, I think we would have to at some point have that doubt resolved finally. And it's not going to be only this legislature that it would occur to. It would be just about every county government that had the same kind of provision in its charter in the state of New York.
I can only just say that, bond counsel has to render an opinion at the time of bond sale. And if there is any controversy, he's the one who has to say that, you know, there are no issues outstanding.
Right.
And clearly there are issues outstanding between the interpretation of the administration and the board. Whether you go to a higher authority like the court, because there really isn't a case law on this.
Right.
That's obviously your choice. But the practical problem that I need to bring your attention is that it will impact the bond sale, because if the bond council can't render that opinion, we can't sell those bonds.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Chairman,
I think we're losing a lot of our people anyway.
Yeah, we well, no, actually, I just dismissed the Department of which one was that? I want to make sure. Emergency Services. Just because we have. All right, we have a motion. Any other comments on this? Again, this relates to something that would affect every project, not just this one specifically.
Just a couple. Read this and refresh my memory. Is the city of Mount Vernon contributing any funds towards this? It's now $1 million. It's $1.6 million project.
Right. It's $1.2 million.
$1.2 million.
It's $1.2 million that this legislation enact. The city, part of what the like every legacy project, the city, when this was enacted, the city actually undertook to approve the affordable housing that was going to be the quid pro quo for legacy projects. Are roads or affordable housing units. And the city had approved, and actually the affordable housing has now been constructed.
The city didn't build the affordable housing.
No, it was built by the county.
I'm just trying to understand.
The city obviously is going to contribute to the maintenance as well as whatever extra costs beyond what the county is putting in.
You know, because ordinarily this might go through public work in terms of numbers. I mean, the seating, because again, this is going to be a county.
Yeah,
do you know how many seats design? Has the design been done?
Design been done, yeah.
So do you know what did they design? How many seats did they put in?
Well,
do you know?
The design. We went through the process
because
earlier.
We're talking about two basketball courts. Then yeah. Seating for I assume
it's
you know,
probably
tournaments
about
or something.
100 or 100 or so people.
Yeah. It just seems it's. I have to say it's
a pretty small.
It's an awful lot of money for two basketball courts.
Well,
and when would you start?
It's one city square block, basically.
And for two, because this is but in 2012, looking at the fiscal impact, there's no. This course will start in 2013 if this were to go ahead. So there's no, but there'll be $165,000 a year for 10 years starting in 2013. Is that how I read this?
Excuse me. Yeah. Can I just say something, please? This is part of Mount Vernon. I have part of Mount Vernon. I did not vote for it before. I just have to say, I really feel in my heart, and this is the God's honest truth, that with the situation that we have now, with mortgages not being paid, with people not having food on the table, with the economy as bad as it is, and it was bad the last time, I love playgrounds. I want this on record. I love to help kids. I would vote for any time, any place. But I cannot, within my heart, vote for a little pocket park when there are people that need this money, this timing. And the timing for this is wrong for anybody that has to vote on a budget upstairs now, and we're praying that we can get to zero and work together, both parties work together, and damn it, I'm willing to work. But this is not the time to put this park in. I would put it in any other time, and in anybody else's district would I vote, and have I voted for parks and recreation all the time. So I just want to make that statement. I'm whopping it, okay, and I'm leaving. I have to go. Thank you so much.
So, at the end of the day, it's two. I mean, I'm thinking about it, it's two basketball courts with seating and lighting.
Yeah, it's more than
bathroom,
two. It's like
a bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bathroom,
yeah,
it's lighting,
yeah.
And the equipment room and two basketball courts.
Right.
It's really nothing more, and some landscaping and fencing. But it's
right.
But the focus of county people coming would be to play on
right.
The basketball.
Yes, and there's a program that actually that is run countywide by the you heard Coach Cimino, who actually came up and talked about it.
That who owns the land today? Is it city-owned land?
City-owned land, right, yeah. City-owned land. That many, many of the young people actually participate. And I think a lot of people around these tables don't believe, because they do not participate in sports or participate with other people from other communities. But I can tell you that the programs that are done in Mount Vernon, especially the basketball program, are really conducted where people from all over the county actually participate. Because I think what happened is that young people don't have the kind of hang-ups that adults have, and they're able to understand. They're able to participate in sports a lot better.
I know the city administration is changing. Is there any plan from the new city administration as to how they would use this park?
Well, the new city administration is very supportive of it. I spoke to the new mayor. He's supportive.
The new old mayor.
The new old mayor, right?
That's
right.
Now I have to think twice about
it. Well, he told me he got you.
I want to talk to him.
So you've moved this?
Yes.
All right. And do we have a second? Have we seconded it?
I guess we're waiting for somebody. So who's so we have a motion and a second for budget. Has that been done already? We have that for we know who's motion. Okay, I'll call all for this for the 4th Street playground. All in favor?
Is Public Works voting on this now too? So do we?
Do you motion
for both motions for both?
Yeah. Okay. Marty's standing in for Jose. Okay.
I was just advised.
Are you standing in for yourself?
I'm standing in for myself.
For budget and Public Works, all in favor?
Aye.
All against? I know Bernice, and I also will wop it out.
This was moved by Public Works by Alfreda.
Yeah.
And seconded by.
I'll second it.
Okay.
So it's passed. It's passed both committees with two without prejudice. Okay. Having passed that now, there's been a request for a very short recess for budget.
Yeah. There's no objection. The committee stand in recess.
Call the chairs. But hopefully, be just a couple of minutes. So don't go anywhere. Or don't go too far.
They're going to divide the room.
Okay, we're just dividing the room.
We're standing
in recess.
Do we have to stand?
Very brief.
Very brief recess until the...
And those of us who are on ledge, we have all that stuff we need to pass out. So we're going to...
Bill, this is it on our agenda, so we can adjourn.
I'm going to pass out. I don't know.
On Public Works,
the press is just...
Okay, well then, I'll tell you what, budget's going to recess. Yeah. I'll entertain a motion at this point. We have a motion to adjourn. Is there
second?
There's no objection then. Public Works, Parks, Labor, Transportation stands adjourned.